opportunity that we have to really share with you why we are here doing the work that we are, sharing the good word about love. So my plan today is to share with you some highlights throughout the year of some of the shows that really exemplify what we're doing here at KZFR, spreading the love, and also to encourage you to share some of yourself with KZFR by helping us stay on the air. Our goal this year, or this season, is 60,000. We're nearly halfway there. We're just, you know, shy of that by $200. So if you have it in your heart and in your wallet and in your paycheck, we would definitely love and appreciate whatever you have to offer us. We have some great thank you prizes. So if there are people here standing by to answer your calls, 895-0131, and share the love with KZFR. We're going to get this show started with one of the great things that we get to do here at local radio. We get to highlight local musicians. This was a great suggestion of one of my roommates to spotlight some local musicians today. So in between the highlights, I'll be sharing with you some awesome, amazing musicians that you can get in tune with and check them out here in town because they live in the same community that you do. That's what community radio is about, sharing the love with each other. So this is High Minds Cafe. Be light, be love, be gentle. Living for me. Thank you, Jaquan, for those amazing lyrics and High Minds Cafe for that beautiful music. They are a local band, so you can definitely check them out when they're around. They're definitely doing performances on the regular. Check them out on Facebook, High Minds Cafe. Mr. Steve O'Brien, Captain O'Captain, has some thank yous to give. So thank you for coming in, Steve. We got some tail end thank yous for the last show, Afternoon Reflux.
Yeah, for Afternoon Reflux, we had a couple folks right at the end there, Richard and Bill Carter, one of our longtime underwriters. Thanks, Bill. And Abby called in, who loves Ed. And, you know, it takes all kinds, I guess, right? And they got their amounts in, and we got to within $49 of going over the halfway mark on our pledge drive goal. So you can easily get there. And we have a couple of new phone volunteers. We have Margaret and Mandy from Catalyst out there answering the phones, and they're available simply by dialing 530-895-0131. 895-0131. Call and pledge during Tammy's show.
Like, give us a call, show some love and support for KZFR and all the work that they do here, all the work we all do here, volunteer-based work to really bring some quality information and music to your ears. It's a labor of love, love in the 21st century.
Love, love, love.
And I have a wonderful visitor with me today, a dear friend, a future host of the show, and just all around amazing woman, Skylee.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Yay.
And tonight we decided that because
thinking about it,
KZFR, we're raising funds not only because it's the pledge drive, but because we believe in it. We're here hosting the show because we believe that community radio is an essential part of building community. So many thanks and praise to those who did the work.
5 years.
Yeah. If you ever have an opportunity to come check out the KZFR studio, it is
amazing.
It is. And that's been because of community members out there calling in, supporting when they can, and coming to the events that help raise funds for KZFR. So, Skye.
Yes.
Would you mind saying, letting us know what, you know, why you love community radio so much, and maybe what your first experience KZFR is?
I would be more than happy to share. So, when I moved to Chico, and I think it was 2006, I didn't know anyone in this town. Anyone at all. Didn't know anything that was going on. Had no idea about anything except for going to Butte College and doing my studies. Well, I fortunately stumbled upon 90.1 KZFR on the radio because I like radio.
Nice.
And I was actually listening to DJ Spenny's show for the first time, and I was hooked. So
Spenny.
Yeah. So every day between classes, I think it was on Wednesdays or something like that, I would listen to Spenny, and then I would listen to the show after, and then I just got hooked. So KZFR and community radio has made me feel connected to the community, which is a really important part of my life. So that's, you know, I just love community radio. I really feel like it puts the unity in community.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, it's definitely something special. And I know for anybody that was listening about a half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, heard this story, but a gentleman came in to KZFR, heard the pledge drive, heard that we were looking for donations, came in and gave his tips to show that he loves community radio. And the fact that we have a radio station, yeah, wow is right, for on many levels. I wish Julian was here because he'd give his whole perspective on percentage of somebody's income and how, you know, when they're willing and able to donate, what a sign it is, what a showing of their devotion to something.
Absolutely.
But the fact that he was able to come in the studio, that we're right downtown Chico, that this is your station, that you really do have access to be on the radio if you so choose. If you want to call in right now and just give your story of why you listen to KZFR, we'd love to have you. The number's 895-1114 to get on the air. And if you're out there interested in pledging, the number's 895-0131, and that will give us an opportunity to stay on the air.
Yeah, I think it's super rad that there are actual people in the building. There are people behind these microphones. There are people answering the phones, which I think is vastly different than a lot of the radio stations that are out there. So I think that KZFR has a unique personality and represents Chico very well.
Absolutely.
It's very diverse.
It is, and it's growing, and it wants to be more of a reflection of the people that are in this community. So if you're interested in becoming a part of KZFR, it's really a possibility. And like I said earlier, I'm going to be doing some highlights here of past shows. And I'm looking up a show here right now, Love in the 21st Century, that was recorded in this February. So it was right before we got on our tangent on relationships, like specifically intimate relationships. And we were talking about who we are and why we do this show. And I felt like it was really appropriate to share with everyone why we're doing this. And so I found this, and I'm going to share with you all right now. It'll be a great opportunity to give us a call and make a pledge.
Series on love and relationship, being a show called Love in the 21st Century.
All right. Well, you got to make sure something's off there first.
And what we do around the Valentine's Day season is we just go buck wild, hog crazy, and talk about love and relationships specifically. So the next 6 weeks, we're going to have a series of guests talking about love and dating and relationship. And we're also opening up the phone lines a little bit more aggressively than usual, you know, for love advice, love line type things. But for our first week, Tammy and I decided that we better start by first explaining, kind of giving our credentials for, I mean, who the heck are we? You know, like, we just got this show. We just talk about love. Like, what, I mean, what's our background? What are our qualifications? Because to my knowledge, neither of us have any,
absolutely not. No qualifications.
None. No certifications of any
except
kind.
Except a voice and a desire to talk about love.
That's right. And, you know, the ability to make a weekly commitment on Tuesday nights.
Heck yeah. That has been impressive.
For how long? About a year and a half now, right?
Year and a half.
Yeah. So, let's start, talk about why the show, Tammy.
Why the show? Well, like I said, you know, I am a person that loves to talk philosophy with people, talk about the deeper meaning and the reasons we do what we do. And I don't know, probably almost 10 years ago now. Wow, it's crazy to say that 10 years ago and remember 10 years ago. That I read a book called Love by Leo Buscalia. And I was working for a gentleman here in Chico as a caregiver. And so I'd read that book whenever I went over to his house. And it was about these like different perspectives on love, these different experiences on love and how they affect our life. The love of romantic love versus love for our family versus love for a community. And really wishing that I myself understood each of those in a more dynamic level and wondering why it was never really a topic growing up about what love is and what love meant and how to do it. And so that was really where that it spawned from. But that book specifically, Leo was a professor at Berkeley, I believe, and he provided a class with no credit to talk about love because he had a class on philosophy of relationships, but everyone always wanted to talk about love and like the meaning of it and, you know, how, what it was all about. And so he offered this class for 4 semesters, no credit ever, but the class was always full and there was never a syllabus. It was never like, okay, this is, we're going to get to them, the, you know, the meaning and the truth behind it. It was just this ongoing question because there's just so many multi-layers of what it is when we talk about love. And so yeah, why not have a radio show about it?
That's right. And the love in the 21st century angle kind of promotes the concept that though love itself may not have changed, how one goes about finding it in today's world or experiencing it or sharing it or growing with it, etc., may have changed.
I'd like to think that nowadays we have more access to the different levels of love mm-hmm. than maybe 100 years ago or 200 sure. years ago. Our perspectives on love and experiencing it were very limited from who we were willing to accept it from, what we considered to be love mm-hmm. and whether or not we were willing to receive love. Whereas now, as our consciousness and our awareness is expanding to include more people and to realize that we get this gratification or this this emotional bonding feeling, because it's really kind of hard to like nail down what is love when we talk about it. You know, is it a feeling? Is it like is it a commitment? What is it? But I feel like our understandings are expanding to allow us to feel more love in the moment that we're actually feeling it than to seek something that is a continuous choice rather than it is more an act of love.
I also feel like the MO of love has changed in such a way that, you know, like you said, 100 years ago, 20 years ago, arranged marriage is pretty much how it went down across the board.
Absolutely.
And so we're, historically speaking, we're just coming out, and that's just
still,
our culture.
That still happens. It still happens.
Still plenty happens, and, you know, that's a whole other subject on, you know, the success rates, et cetera, and that. But you know, we're kind of getting our land legs when it comes to, you know, the whole dating world having changed, really, with, you know, our generation and our parents' generation, in a way that it's like, you know,
I think the 60s had something to do with it.
The 60s, maybe.
Free love.
You know, I like to think the hippies happen every once in a while, and the 60s are just...
So that is definitely a little perspective from who we are on Love in the 21st Century. That was a hilarious show to listen to in retrospect. Well, I definitely sound sick during this show. That's something that Sky and I were just talking about. And also, just listening to, you know, some of the fun times that we have in talking about the relationship to love on the show. So
I love love.
I just love it. I love talking about love.
I love talking about it. I love feeling it. I love showing it. I love being a part of it.
And that's why it's so important to have this show, so we can share that love with everybody out there that's listening, and it helps increase that thought of love in your everyday conversations, because it's there if you're open to seeing it. Right now, we're going to do some conversations here with some of the volunteer phone answerers here shortly. But right now, I'm going to do another song, Smokey in the Groove, the Funkaholics Anonymous. So this is another Chico local band showing some love to the Chico supporters. These guys are great. They are definitely sharing the love.
Funky, sharing the love.
And we're wanting to show some love for them here today. So this is Smokey the Groove.
I guess, you know, is this idea that there is a continuous relationship is possible.
I'm still learning, apparently, how to pause things.
Right at the top, this 18-page manifesto.
So that was Smokey and the Groove. They are a groovy bunch of guys, and they are showing the love to the Chico community, so we wanted to show some love to them here at KZFR while we're doing the pledge drive. Again, if you have an opportunity to give us a call, I'm sure a lot of people are driving home right now, so as soon as you get home, you could give us a call and share some love with KZFR. The number's 895-0131, and there's got some awesome thank you gifts as usual. And the biggest thank you gift of all is that we get to stay on the air for, you know, that much longer, sharing with you beautiful music and information that you're not going to get on any other radio station. I mean, when you really think about where you can turn to listen to news that's worthy of listening to, there's not many sources out there.
Oh, not at all. I really enjoy listening to Democracy Now. It's one of my favorite, the highlights of my week. Unfortunately, I only get to listen once a week, but it still keeps me connected to the alternative media, lets me know what's going on in the world, which is something that I love.
Absolutely. We're all here to support each other in the good work that we're doing. And so the next section highlight that I chose is a section from this January, which the Respectful Revolution folks came in and talked with us. And they are some people doing some awesome, amazing work out there in the world. And I feel so privileged to be able to share their work on this radio show, because they are out there traveling the country, traveling the world, collecting stories and sharing it with everybody, because in a sense, to me, they are sharing the good news, because we hear a lot of bad news. And so we disproportionately think that the world is horrible.
That is true.
And not to say that there aren't terrible things happening, but I think we really need to balance out in our minds that there are positive things happening. There are ways that we can be a difference in this world. This radio show is one of them for me. And Respectful Revolution is reporting various things that they are encountering all over the world. So here's a short clip from them.
Yeah, when I think of Stacey and Gerard, I always think of them spreading love all over the country as they go.
So here is what the Respectful Revolution is.
Being around the corner and all. We are going to be talking about one more way to be thinking about the rest of the world. So thank you so much, Gerard and Stacey, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having us tonight.
Absolutely. So, I mean, let's just jump right in and talk about what Respectful Revolution is.
You want to take it?
Well, it's many things. Right now, the way I feel about it, it's our modest contribution to hopefully helping our evolution.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Yeah. This is a tiny little side project.
Yeah. Actually, the word evolution is in revolution. And, well, the whole idea basically is to create an ongoing catalog of good things that people do around the country to help out others, society, nature, the world, because they deeply care about something, because they have a deep sense of respect where they feel like they grow by cutting in their comfort zone, in their time, in their resources to help something else, somebody else. And we feel that this is, it's extremely needed to look at these examples to remind us that the world is not that rotten, but there's so many good people and good ideas out there. And we hope to inspire more people to basically do similar things, follow their hearts and help out.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. So basically, yeah, it's a video based online project where we both travel, mostly Gerard, and because I have two kids, so I'm not as free to move about the country as he is. But he basically most of the time will get on his Harley Davidson, which is very fuel efficient.
Made in USA.
Made in the USA.
Mostly.
Travel around the country and gather stories of people doing all kinds of things out of a deep sense of respect towards something, which is deeply connected to love, which is deeply connected to kindness. So we bring all that footage home and edit and create short video vignettes, usually averaging about 6 to 10 minutes in length. And we populate our website with these stories.
And we show them this way, we show them on YouTube, and we show them on, in public presentations. So in a nutshell, that's what the Respectful Revolution Project is.
Now, how do you find these stories? Is it, do you find them by actively searching? Or at this mm-hmm. point, I imagine you probably have submissions, people wanting to tell you their story as well, right?
Every once in a while. Yeah. Every once in a while. It hasn't been that hard, really, to
yeah.
find.
I mean, typically what we do is we create an itinerary, and then we, like, typically 3 months in advance do online searches using key search words expressing something that has to do with benevolence or maybe charitable work or volunteering or helping out in every town that we're going to be visiting. And so we find groups this way, then we work the phone mm-hmm. and identify people. And typically people who do something either as a business or maybe an NGO or something, they will know other people, and then they mm-hmm. refer us to other people in mm-hmm. this town. And this way we typically book our stories, about 3/4 of the stories in any given town in advance. And then the last quarter happened on the go when somebody just says, oh, you should really meet, you know, Joe and Jane. What they do is really awesome. They have this little restaurant where they serve nothing but local organic food. And so, you know, we want to remain open and flexible to, you know, to accommodate new stories.
Well, from your vantage point, would you say the world is becoming a better place?
Gosh, we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like we vacillate. Mm-hmm. From day to day, depending on what we're paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And for me, overall, I'm going to say yes.
Is that your
yes.
final answer?
That is my final answer. I feel like everything's getting bigger. The problems mm-hmm. are getting bigger. The solutions are also getting bigger. And well, people are tied together in a way via the internet or what else that they never have been before. So I feel
as though we view things as injustices now that in the not too distant past were considered a norm
right.
and not yeah. an injustice.
Yeah.
And I think that's an indicator.
That, don't you think that's a good sign?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Internet plays a key role mm-hmm. in fostering global worldliness and education, and things that before were probably normal under cover of ignorance often. Mm-hmm. Cannot be, you know, hidden anymore because mm-hmm. there's so much knowledge about anything and everything, and you get more perspectives, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think now it's much easier to become aware of something, and mm-hmm. then you learn about what to do about it. Mm-hmm. You get inspired. So I think, you know, there's no two ways. We have tools now that we didn't have before mm-hmm. to raise consciousness and action.
Mm-hmm. So that gives a bit of a perspective about love and the world here at Love in the 21st Century. I like to try to paint a picture of how love is out there in the larger world, how love is in our families and in our communities, and how it comes down home to ourselves. So through the highlights that I'm setting up here, it's a picture that I'm trying to paint, is that we started with who we are, but really, like, how can that love be reflected out in the world? And Gerard and Stacy, who are Respectful Revolution, are really showing the world and this community what that looks like by traveling the world and finding these amazing stories.
Yeah, I would say that they do a pretty good job of spreading the love. I sat on a panel with them a couple times earlier, I think it was earlier this year, that really highlighted the amount of love that is in our community and the people that are doing their part to bring love to Chico and the world in general.
So being able to provide information like that to our community is essential for KZFR to be around. And listener contributions are the most important source of funding for KZFR, if you were not aware. Your dollars provide 60% of our annual operating revenue. And that's what keeps KZFR mm-hmm. on the air. So 60%, that's really over half of what we need to stay open and doing the good work. So if you're able to give us a donation. You can even spread it out across a few months if you want to do a $50 donation, but you only want to do $10 each month because that's more feasible for you. We have an option to do that, and it actually helps KZFR more when people do that because there's money coming in on a regular basis. So again, that number is 895-0131. Love in the 21st Century is also made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, producers of locally crafted ales and beer since 1981. The Sierra Nevada Brewing Company also offers fine dining at their taproom and restaurant at 1075 East 20th Street in Chico. More information at sierranevada.com, a great supporter of community radio.
Yes, they are.
Too many people are behind bars that don't belong there, declared a group demanding major reforms to America's throw-them-all-in-jail mass imprisonment policies. For nearly 50 years, politicians and prosecutors have pushed a no-mercy, tough-on-crime mantra, which has proven to be grossly unjust, exorbitantly expensive, counterproductive, and needlessly destructive to families and whole communities. We need less incarceration, not more, the reform group recently proclaimed. Of course, you'd expect the ACLU to urge a humane and just approach to crime and punishment. Only, this is not the ACLU. Called Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Crime and Incarceration, it's made up of 130 of our country's top crime fighters, including big city police chiefs, sheriffs, and prosecutors from coast to coast. These are officials who've built careers on the harsh autocratic practice of police sweeps and mass arrests, especially targeting impoverished communities of color. They know the difference between actually reducing crime and posturing as crime busters by hooking up charges and hustling thousands of people into prisons for minor offenses. When such a broad group steps forward to say they were wrong, that the rush to prison makes crime worse, that's a possible sea change in policing philosophy. Indeed, they're calling for, one, more alternatives to imprisonment, especially for addicts and the mentally ill. Two, reclassifying many nonviolent crimes as misdemeanors and reforming ridiculous mandatory sentencing laws. And three, a wholesale effort to repair the dangerous rift and loss of trust between police and the communities they're intended to serve. This is Jim Hightower saying, as one of the group's leaders put it, this is just common sense. To get involved, go to BrennanCenter.org, BrennanCenter.org.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Thanks, Mr. Jim Hightower.
Oh, Jim Hightower, how do I love thee.
What a great addition to KZFR. If you're out there on the fence thinking about whether or not you should donate to KZFR...
Which
you should totally do. I forgot that I added this impromptu premium on Facebook today.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone donates $250 or more, I will personally cook you dinner.
Oh, and she's good.
I am good.
She's very good.
I'm pretty good.
You're good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You buy the ingredients and... tell me what you want me to make. Now, I can come up with some things to make, but I will eat dinner with you. I will make the dinner. I will help you do the dishes.
Clean up the mess.
Show
you
the love. The kitchen will be clean. But that, yeah, it'll be an awesome experience. We can talk about love. You can insightfully share with me your inspiration on love. $250, 250, donation or more. And I will happily spend, you know, a few hours with you making some food.
She's totally worth it. Totally worth it.
So that number's 895-0131. And the premium's only available while I'm on the air. So,
that's a good disclaimer.
Yeah. So if you get home later and you decide, man, I really want Tamara to cook me dinner, got to do it now. So if you're driving, you got to pull over.
Yes, that's very important.
Dial 895-0131 and give us a pledge.
Show us the love.
So back onto these series of highlights that I'm sharing with everybody. The next one that I have up is Steve and Susan Chudy, which
were
one of my favorites.
I love them.
Yeah, they're just some awesome hosts. They're up next, Ecotopia. I don't know if they're here. They've been traveling, so I'm not sure if they're actually in town. But they are two amazing folks, and we had them on the show in July.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a really great show. And so one of my favorite things about having couples in the studio is that we really get that dynamic reflection of how they are when they're together. And I think that we often take for granted the way we are with the people we love, and we also take for granted the things that we've learned from the experience of being in a relationship. We think like, oh yeah, it's not really like we know that much, but they've spent 30 years together at least.
That's a long time to love.
It is a long time to love, and they've learned a lot about each other, and they've learned a lot about relationship that through telling their story, like I was telling Alec and Sadie a couple weeks ago when they were here, that other people glean some insights. And so that's what's really awesome about this show is that sometimes, you know, we're sharing stuff like Respectful Revolution, where people are talking about their story of how they're helping community. And it's a different story where people are talking about their relationship, which often doesn't get as much attention, but is such a primary thing in our lives.
It's true.
So here's a snip from the beginning of that show. And some people that are listening now can learn more about who Susan and Steve are. Love is all in it. All right, this is Love in the 21st Century, and as promised, we are talking about love and family. We are going to be talking about a topic that I think Julian and Emily and I are just not that well versed in, quite honestly, which is long-term relationships, but more specifically, decade-long marriages and blended families. So thank you so much, Susan and Steve, for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is a show that's been, you know, in the making. I think when we first started, Julian, we talked about having people come on and just talk about their own experiences and relationships. Yep. Because this show is really about people relating to, you know, to us on a personal level, on a level that, like, some of you maybe had a conversation with, you know, last night, or somebody that you would likely meet. So this is perfect that we're just, you know, having this conversation with people that are living the life.
the life of love
indeed. So yeah, maybe Steve or Susan, whichever you feels like, wanted to kind of jump in first, but give us kind of a lowdown on you guys. I mean, I know you, so would you do us the honors of giving us a little explanation of who you are in your relationship?
Sure. We met at Michigan State University back in the 1970s.
Nice.
Got married in 1978, I think. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
June 3rd. Got that right.
Ooh, wow. We just passed the anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary.
Mm.
Yeah, we did.
Nice. We did. And, we were in Michigan until about 1990. Susan taught at Central Michigan University in the English department. I taught at MSU in the English department. Similar fields, as we'll explain at some point. And we moved to the University of Nevada, Reno, in 1990. Got kind of dual positions in the English department at UNR. Susan directed the first-year writing program for a long time, and I developed a graduate program in writing. That was a good move for us because Susan had been commuting the 70 miles to Central Michigan when we were in Michigan, long haul, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. Nevada proved to be great for us. And we moved over to California in 2007 upon retirement, bought some land, and have opened a family farm with two of our kids and their significant others.
The beginning of our relationship really was a professional relationship. So it was based on kind of mutual interests, wanting to share the same conversations. And when we first met, he was my teacher. I was working on a PhD, and I finished a master's at Michigan State, and then somebody said, oh, you want to work with Steve Judy. And so I took some classes, and I really liked his classes and changed my field from 18th century literature to composition English education. So our first relationship was really working together. He hired me as a contributing editor to a journal that he edited. We did some writing together. We started a newsletter together. We started working on a book before we got married and finished it after we got married. So
we were, in fact, married to other people at the time. The professional relationship.
Yes, right. We were both married to other people.
That's an interesting note.
What was the book you wrote together called?
The first one was The English Teacher's Handbook. And it's we're both progressive educators. So the book is about how to have a humane, progressive, student-centered, language-centered English class. So literature and writing and not lessons. So it was really fun because we shared that philosophy of how to reform English so that it was more attuned to students and less rigid and test-oriented. And so we were really on the same wavelength from the very beginning. And I think that's one of the things. I like friendships as a way into a romantic relationship because I think you know each other in lots of different ways before the romance begins. And I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, it reminds, I guess there was Dexter, the HBO show Dexter. There was
the one about a serial killer?
Yes, definitely. So he was about to kill this couple. They were like laid out on the boards and, he's about to slice them up. And he's like, they were a couple that would kill people together. And so he's asking them what do you guys do? Like, how does your relationship succeed? And he's having troubles with his wife or whatever, and who of course ends up getting murdered. And their answer was because we want the same thing, mm-hmm. And it sounds similar to what you guys.
That was a great episode that we had with Steve and Susan Chudy. That was in July. And again, the reason that it's so fun to do those shows is that it's a really big look into their life. And not everyone feels so open and candid about the experiences that they have. And thankfully, they were. And so I feel like a lot of people learned quite a bit from their relationship sharing and do when folks come on. So they're definitely some of my favorite shows is when we can get couples in to the studio. But right now we have a couple other people in the studio who are not in a relationship but are here to represent an organization called Catalyst and are answering phones for us for anybody who wants to call in and give a pledge. So thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So Margaret and Mandy, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
And so we're from Catalyst, Domestic Violence Services. Our mission statement is to prevent the occurrence or reduce the occurrence of domestic violence through community education, crisis intervention, and the promotion of healthy relationships. And our services are available to anyone in need that has endured domestic violence or intimate partner violence.
Yeah, so if anyone is in the community who is currently experiencing domestic violence, they can see what we're about online. Our website is catalystdvservices.org, and there's a 24-hour hotline that Mandy and I both volunteer on, and that anyone can call at any time, whether they just need to talk or seek maybe some confidential shelter. We have free counseling services, help with restraining orders, and that 24-hour hotline number is 1-800-895-8476. And again, anyone can call anytime. We're always there.
Could you repeat that number one more time?
Absolutely. That's 1-800-895-8476.
Great. So how did you ladies start getting involved with Catalyst?
Well, I'm currently a women's studies minor at Chico State, and I was required to do an internship, and I heard about Catalyst through presentations that they had done on campus, and I just thought it was an amazing organization and I wanted to be involved with them. So I'm doing it for my internship, but I'm hoping to stay with them longer.
Great.
And I heard about them through volunteering with the folks at Stonewall. And what's so great about Catalyst is that we help everyone regardless of gender identity and sexual orientation. So I really love the inclusivity of it and wanted to get involved.
How powerful. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you so
much. And for sharing the good work that Catalyst is doing. I know Molly Heck, and she is an amazing person as well as director of that organization.
Catalyst does great things and has for many, many years.
Absolutely. They keep they keep people safe. So that's really great to know that they are a resource. And one more time, can you give our folks that phone number?
Absolutely. So the website is catalystdvservices.org, and that 24-hour hotline is 1-800-895-8476.
And everything that goes through Catalyst is confidential,
yes,
correct?
Absolutely.
Good to know.
Great. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being here once again.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to be transitioning here with another song from a local artist who is doing great works in our community. She is an activist, a social activist, and she is involved with some From the Ground Up Gardens. And she's a musician, and she has an amazing voice. She did the Enterprise Record did a preview on her. It's called ER Sessions, if you want to look it up on YouTube. And her name is Jessie Naomi. And for anyone that might be concerned that I might sound like different, I just sound different to myself through the headphones. And so that's part of the reason my voice might sound different. Maybe I'm getting sick. I don't know. We'll just leave it with that.
But there were a lot of hard things during those years.
But you're quite right. We were absolutely committed to no divorce.
That was Jesse Naomi, a beautiful voice, doing amazing things in our community and sharing the good word with that beautiful voice and skill that she has.
She's so talented in so many ways.
Absolutely. So we're going to end the show here with a little snippet about self-love, because we took you kind of through a general overview of what love in the 21st century is, about community, about relationships. And now we're going to talk about self-love, because self-love is the foundation, as far as I'm concerned, of being able to spread love. You got to love yourself. You got to wake up in the morning and tell yourself how amazing you
Absolutely.
Are. Because in order for anybody else to tell you that you're that amazing, you got to be able to receive that. And that starts with telling yourself.
You got to believe it.
You got to believe it.
You got to believe it.
Before we get that started, Sky has a few things that she wants to share about some other amazing shows on KZFR. A good reason to call and pledge. The number's 895-0131. We're here for another 9 minutes. Give us a call, share some donations, $250 or more, I'll come cook you dinner.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about other reasons that I love community radio so much, and so I was thinking about all of the genres of sound and music that we have here at KZFR Community Radio. You know, we have everything from jazz with Ray Lager to Caribbean Dance Radio with DJ PHG, the Ocean of Rock and Roll, Afternoon Reflux. You know, we have some talk radio such as Ecotopia, which is coming up next. We have The Storyteller, which we can take you to trips all over the world. We have LA Sounds, which is more of like a Latino vibe, R&B and oldies.
Amazing show, by the way.
Yeah, so I just think that, you know, one of the other things that I love so much about KZFR radio and community radio in general is the diversity. You know, there's just a diverse spectrum of music here and talk and education and brilliance that comes out of this station. So
one of the things that's important to remember too about being on community radio is that it's impromptu and changes from time to time. So I just said that I was going to close out the show with some talk about self-love, but we're going to segue to talking to some of our previous hosts here about their involvement with KZFR and why they love KZFR so much. So thank you, Julian and Emily Rose, for coming on up.
Late as usual. That's how we roll. Yeah.
Late, but still present.
Daylight savings doesn't slow our roll one bit. Doesn't change. We're going to show up the same amount late.
Awesome.
Every time.
Every time. Is it an hour extra?
As a rule, I think we run 45 minutes late to every single engagement.
Good to know. So next time I'll tell you an hour earlier. I'm joking. All right. So thanks.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll each of you just kind of in our short few minutes left together, let us know why you love KZFR so much. Like, what's your reason for being involved with community radio?
That's a good question. You know, you said first, the first question was why we love KZFR, I'm going to say why I love KZFR so much. And what's funny is I moved here like a little over 4 years ago, and I fell in love with KZFR by listening to it just as a normal radio station, not knowing anything about it at all. The music was always eclectic and different, and I would tune in and hear just so many, I don't know, different things that I would never normally hear on the radio, and I just loved listening. And eventually I got to know and understand what KZFR is as a community radio station and fell in love further. And then I came across, or rather Tammy stalked me down online and invited me onto Love in the 21st Century with Julian. And when I became involved in that show, that added a whole new layer for me of appreciation for community radio and specifically for KZFR.
Hmm. That's a lovely love story.
Yeah, I'm in love with KZFR.
I just have a personal affinity towards Zephyrs. So, in general. I first heard KZFR on a camping trip in the mountains in Pulga. It was the only radio station that came in like 13, 14 years ago. And I was like, whoa, this is some good bluegrass. And then there's some reggae. And then there's some this and that. And every hour it changed. And I have really bad ADD, so it was amazing. And then flash forward years and years, you know, living in Chico, Tammy and I used to work together at a bar and grill of repute, both ill and positive in town. And you know, it's interesting. Where all that began, but to now have been a host on KZFR with Tammy on Love in the 21st Century, and along with Emily Rose and all the wonderful people we've met. It's a really fun story to have gone from in the woods here in one radio station that I could get in to being a, you know, a part of it. So be a part of it. Throw money at it. KZFR Pledge Drive.
Keep support your it. Local community radio. You'll be,
So the number to give us a call is 895-0131, and you can pledge to KZFR.
Yeah, yeah.
And we will happily keep this show on the air. So we're going to close out the show with another local musician, Lisa Valentine. Oh, and she is doing She's Got You, Patsy Cline.
I've got the picture that you gave to me, and it's still sad with love like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these pictures and she's got you. I've got the records, all that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things and she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it gotten me? I really don't know, but I know, Lord, it won't let me be. No, I've got the class ring that proves you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things and she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it gotten me? I really don't know. I've got the class ring that proves you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things and she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it gotten me? I really don't know, but I know, Lord, it won't let me be. Oh, I've got the picture that you gave to me, and it's still signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things and she's got you. Oh, you. I've got these little things and she's got
Okay, that was Lisa Valentine, and my name is Chris, and this is Ecotopia. I'm subbing today for the Tuesday.